Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of deliverance. We've seen the fact that these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. We saw the fact that Jesus came and preached deliverance to the captives to bring us out of bondage. If he came into our churches in the flesh today, he would be casting out evil spirits as well as preaching the gospel. We also pointed out that life is spiritual, that Satan is a spirit, God is a spirit, you and I are a spirit, the angels that serve God are spirits, the evil spirits that serve the devil are spirits, and God's word is spiritual law. We must win the battle in the spirit before we see the change in the natural. We talked about how they come into a person. They come in from three general ways: inheritance, our own sins, or victimized in life. The inherited generational iniquity curses come in at the time of conception. The spirits come in to enforce the curse, and they will in a person's life if they do not cast out the spirits. They, of course, come in from our own sins or being victimized in life. We mentioned that curses have a cause and an enforcement. The cause is sin and or iniquity, while the enforcement are the evil spirits that come in. So we saw that man needs deliverance because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have inherited generational iniquity curses, and so spirits have come into every person on the face of the earth. Now, who is deliverance for? It's not for the world. They don't have a covenant with God. Remember that deliverance was the children's bread, as we saw in Matthew 15 and Mark 7. Also, they couldn't retain their deliverance. They don't have authority over the devil to resist him. They wouldn't be able to stand against the temptations. They don't know the word of God, and so therefore they would be in worse shape because the spirits would come back in and bring seven more wicked than himself. So deliverance is not for people that are of the world, that are not in covenant relationship with God. Who is deliverance for? Those who are in covenant relationship with God today. And who is that? All the born-again Christians that have received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Now, how can we have demons in us? By the way, having demons in us does not mean that we're a bad person. This is how evil spirits carry out their destructive work in a person mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, socially, in whatever aspect of life. It is through the presence of evil spirits that come in from inheritance, our own sins, or victimization in life. We saw in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we're made of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit, we have a soul, we live in a physical body. When we get born again, we get a brand new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ. Demons are not in our spirit, but they are still in our soul and body. We talked about how the presence of God can be in our spirit and evil spirits in our soul and body in the same temple, when we talked about the Old Testament example where Jesus came in and cast out those that were buying and overturned the tables of the money changers. The Old Testament temple had three parts: Holy of Holies, Holy Place, and Outer Court. The New Testament temple, which we are, has three parts as well: spirit, soul, and body. The Holy of Holies is likened to our spirit, the Holy Place likened to our soul, the Outer Court likened to our physical body. And the evil inhabitants that were in there carrying out their destructive work, the money changers, are likened to spiritual evil inhabitants, which are evil spirits carrying out their destructive work in us. In order to drive them out, someone had to come in and cast them out. Jesus came in and cast out the money changers to cleanse the temple. The presence of God in the temple did not get rid of the evil inhabitants, just as the presence of God in us, in our spirit, does not get rid of the evil spirits out of our soul or body. They have to be cast out. Unfortunately, the body of Christ has believed a doctrine of the devil that we don't have any evil spirits in us once we're born again. The teaching is that they're all gone. Well, that was a good one the devil pulled on the whole body of Christ. That means the network of spirits that are in a person from inheritance, their own sins, or victimized in life, will never be addressed, they'll never be cast out, and so they can carry on their destructive work, which they do in every single person until they're cast out. So this is a very important area to understand, that we must cast the spirits out of our soul and body. The first sign following the believer once he's born again: these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Then we talked about the question of possessed versus oppressed. The real question is it inside or outside? Most everybody kind of skirts this question of whether they're inside or outside. The truth is that they can affect us from both ways. The spirits that come in from the open door of sin, from our inheritance, from our own sins, or victimized in life are within us and must be cast out. Spirits can also be working at us from the outside, trying to get us to give place to the devil to allow more evil spirits to come into us. And we addressed this subject about being possessed with devils. We pointed out that 13 times this is in the New Testament where it's translated possessed with a devil, and we pointed out that there's only one Greek word for that phrase, and it literally means to be demonized or to have demons. Possessed was put in by the translators to describe what evil spirits do in a person. They will possess an area of control. We gave the example where the person has deaf spirits in their ear, and so they're possessing an area of control, stopping them from being able to hear out of that ear. When the spirits are cast out, then the person would be able to hear, and the evil spirits would not possess that area of control of causing them not to be able to hear in their ear. So the answer is these spirits are within us, in the soul, and in the body, and they have to be cast out. Jesus never cast demons off of a person, but he cast them out. If he cast them out, that means that they were in before they came out. So you don't get confused with this. The evil spirits are not in the spirit of a Christian, but they are in the soul and in the body. They consider us their house. They're like trespassers that are in us, which have to be evicted or cast out of us. Now, the next point we want to cover is the subject, is this just flesh problems or demons? I had a pastor come up to me one time and said that all these problems, they're not evil spirits within us. They're just fleshly problems. This attitude that these are just fleshly problems and not demons in a person is widely taught in the body of Christ, but that is false teaching. The truth is, there is an interconnection between the flesh problems and evil spirits within a person. When you walk in the flesh, you are sinning. When you sin, you give place to the devil. And what happens? You open the spiritual door for the evil spirits to come in. Let's give an example. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 19, it talks about the works of the flesh that are manifest. And in verse 20, as it's listing those out, one of the ones it lists is witchcraft. Well, we know that witchcraft is dealing with evil spirits that are operating directed by the enemy, Satan. So witchcraft is listed as a work of the flesh, but it's also evil spirits that are functioning. Therefore, there is an interconnection between the works of the flesh and evil spirits within a person. It's the same with fornication, adultery, and alcoholism, and anger, and hatred, and all these things. These are works of the flesh, but at the same time, they will open the door and allow spirits of that type to come into a person, and they have to be cast out. A scripture that really brings this understanding out and makes it very clear is in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, where it says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." We have to deal with the filthiness of the flesh, but also it says the filthiness of the spirit. What's the filthiness of the spirit? That's not talking about our spirit, because the spirit of Christ that we receive when we're born again, and then the Holy Spirit that we receive after that, that comes to dwell in our spirit, they are holy. There's nothing filthy or evil in them whatsoever. So what's the filthiness of the spirit that's within us? It is the evil spirits, because the general term for evil spirits is filthy or unclean spirits. So the filthiness of the spirit are the evil spirits that are in you. And what does it say? We are to cleanse our cells from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, the filthiness of the spirit, the evil spirits, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The works of the flesh allow demons to come in because of that work of the flesh being sin, which brings a curse, and the curses are enforced by evil spirits that come into a person. Therefore, there's an interconnection between the works of the flesh and evil spirits within a person. Thus, all Christians have demons in them, in their soul and our body. They have to be cast out, as well as the need to crucify the flesh so we don't continue to yield to the enemy through sin in order to perfect holiness in the fear of God. Now, another point we want to bring out. There are not just a few demons in a person, but a network of demons in each person. How did they get in? By inheritance from 3 and 4 generations. Remember Numbers 14:18, the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the 3rd and 4th generation. If you and I are affected from the sins and iniquities of our forefathers, that means from our parents, from our grandparents, great-grandparents, and even great-great-grandparents, if we're affected by that, we could have quite a network of spirits that are in us from the time of conception from inherited generational iniquity curses. Also, we have spirits that have come into us through our own sins at any time in our life before we were born again, including sins that we committed ignorantly, as well as sins that we've committed after we're born again. And then also from being victimized in life. If you've been through a lot of trauma, you've been through abuse, you've been through a lot of rejection or destructive effects from others used by the devil, you can have a lot of spirits that have come into you through the effects of victimization. So since we're affected by the sins and iniquities from inheritance that brought inherited spirits in, and spirits from our own sins and victimization, we can have quite a network of spirits that are in us, and we need to cast them all out. Where do we see this network of spirits and the process of deliverance in the Word of God to show us that we need to cast them out? In the New Testament, you don't see this because you just see specific places where people were ministered to in a specific area of their life. But you see the process of deliverance very clearly in the Old Testament types. Remember that the Old Testament are physical types and shadows of spiritual realities in the New Testament. Pharaoh is a type of Satan. Egypt is a type of the world. The Exodus out of Egypt is a type of the new birth. Then God gave him a physical promised land, which is a type of the spiritual promised land, the spiritual promises of God. Now, in order to possess the promised land, there were all these physical enemies in the land. There were the Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, Girgazites, Amorites, all these different ites that were in the land. And they're a type of the spiritual ites, which are the evil spirits that are in us. Remember that they were in area after area after area, or city after city after city of the land. In like manner, they're in area after area of our life. And in each city, which is likened to an area in our life, there were a whole group of them, and what they have to do. They had to go in by physical warfare with a physical sword to do battle against them. You and I are going to engage in spiritual warfare with a spiritual sword, which is our mouth speaking in line with the Word of God. And what are we supposed to do with the evil spirits? We're to cast them out. And as we cast them out, then we're going to be able to possess the land. Remember, they had to drive all the enemies out of the land before they could possess it. In each city that they went to, God would tell them to drive them all out, leave none remain, otherwise they would cause them to sin against God. And the word possess in the Hebrew means to occupy by driving out previous inhabitants. So they had to drive all these enemies out. Was it just one battle? No, it was a continual process of systematically driving out all the enemies in area after area until they possessed the land. That's all a type of you and I spiritually casting out all the evil spirits out of area after area of our life until they're all driven out. And in Exodus 23:30, it sums up this process saying, "By little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land." It is a little by little process of driving them out, and as you drive them out, then you'll be increased, which means to bear fruit, and then you will inherit the land. God has delivered the evil spirits into our hand. He's given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and he has told us to cast them out. So you and I are to cast them out and drive them out of every area of our life. I trust that your eyes are being opened to the need for deliverance in your life. We'll continue on this subject in the next broadcast. As I close today, I want to make my book available to you on the subject of deliverance, called Deliverance for All Christians, $10, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. Deliverance for All Christians, $10, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.